Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mosaic Show. That track was the amazing, amazing Sylvia Frederick. I believe that she is out of the Indiana area. It looks like today I'm going to go solo, but I'm going to twist my dear friend Verbal Skills arm to co-host with me. L.A. was out partying with his wife and friends last night, again celebrating his birthday, and he's a little hungover, so I told him I could handle this alone, but I sent out the vibes, and I just knew that Verbal Skills would show up, so Verbal. Are you willing to co-host with me today?
No doubt. How can I refuse such a very, very nice offer? And besides, I don't like seeing a lady stranded. A very good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon to you, even though it's still morning time here in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, that is right. That is right. Well, it's 2 o'clock on the East Coast, and it's a very nice and cool day in sunny South Carolina, which I reside. And I hope that everybody in Radio Land is having a good time this morning, this afternoon, wherever you may be.
Exactly, exactly. We welcome everybody that is listening live or who's in the chat room, and especially those that come back and listen to the archives. We appreciate all of you and for all of your support. So one of the things I generally ask at the end of the show, but I'm going to ask you at the beginning of the show, is as we help spread the word about you as an indie artist, I ask that you help spread the word about what we are doing here at the Mosaic Show, at slavenews.com. We're all about supporting indie artists, coming up with creative ways to support what you are doing in all of your endeavors. So I went out on a begging spree last night, Verbal. I am generally not a person who begs, but I have some amazing, amazing friends here in Seattle that used to come faithfully and perform on my stage every Friday night. I've been so disappointed that none of them have sent me tracks. So yesterday, I'm like, started my begging thing, and it worked. I got some tracks from some very, very, very dear, special people to my heart. Honestly, I have to admit that it kind of made me cry. It kind of made me sad to and miss my Flavor Coffee House family. So I'm going to see if I can get them together at my house for an open mic potluck.
Wow,
but
that
I just
sounds
want to get...
nice.
I know. I did it after I had closed the coffee house. And I'm sitting here thinking, it is going on 2 years since my coffee house has been closed. And so for some of those people, I honestly, you know, have not seen, you know, since that point. And so I really, really, really was going through some withdrawals. And so I want to give a big shout out to my Flavor Coffee House family. I appreciate the years of your support when I had my business and my shows. And I hope I can drag you over and get you to support what we're doing over here at the Mosaic Show on Flavor News. But I just want to give you a taste, Verbal, of some of the talents that have crossed my stage. This gentleman that I'm getting ready to play is very, very dear to my heart. He came into my life when I was about 17 years old. He was dating my best friend and actually married her. They are no longer together. And then we kind of drifted apart after they married. But strangely enough, one day he came walking into my coffee house, and I had no idea who he was. But
that
man
sounds like a good novel. It really
does. And he's an author. He's
wow.
an author, poet, spoken word artist, musician. I mean, he's an amazing, amazing man, an amazing, amazing artist. His name is Alvin Boyd Alexander Horn, also known as Romantic Blues. I think maybe later on one of these days I'm going to do a later show because he's got some grown folk pieces. I'm not sure if that's a good thing to play on a Sunday morning, but I am going to play this piece that, let's see, he sent me a bunch. This piece is called The First Time I Heard My Mama Cry.
Wow.
Illinois Alexander Horn.
Day I saw my mama cry, skipping home from school, stopping at the corner store. I have one penny for penny candy and taffy chews forever. hopscotch over the cracks in the sidewalk. A child's mere step on a crack and break your mama's back. Told her not to cut through the park. I stopped at the park anyway. Swung high next to the girl on the other swing. Ooh, I saw your panty. Bet you can't swing as high as me. I had better get home before I have to pull a switch from a tree and have my little behind tan. Besides, I'm hungry for some canned salmon and some government cheese. So I bound up the stairs like my hero, Superman. I run through the door like my other hero, the Rifleman. I look around the corner as if I'm Tonto, scouting for my friend, the Lone Ranger. Tonto, even though he wasn't a real Indian, he was the darkest person on TV I can see myself in. I found my fair maiden, my Negro mama. See, she wasn't a black woman yet. James Brown had that song, I'm Black and I'm Proud. It was November 25th, 1963. I found my mama crying. It was the first time I can remember my mama crying. Black and white, rabbit ear reception. There are only four channels. All showing horses. Pulling a carriage. With a casket. An American flag draped. Mama sits with her face in her hands, leaning forward. Tears run into her hands like a cup being filled from a faucet. She sees me and her head don't turn. Her eyes shift away. What wrong, Mama? I say. I sit up straight next to her. I want to be your hero, just like little John F. Kennedy Jr., who salutes his soon-to-be-buried daddy. But it's too much for me to see my mama cry. I start to cry. It's the first time I remember my mama cry.
That was Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, also known as Romantic Blues, with his piece called The First Time I Heard My Mama Cry. He is also the author of an amazing, beautiful romance novel. It does have some erotic pieces in it, but the book is called Breaststrokes. So I would encourage you to check him out, even get that book. And I can honestly tell you I have that book available too. So if you are looking for it and you can't find it online, give me a holler because I have some. So, I don't know, when I heard his voice last night, I cried. I cried really, really hard. This is a man that I miss very, very much. When he came back into my life at my coffee house, he had my back. He had my back big time. He was there for the shows. He was there setting up cameras to record the shows. He would come after he taught at school and sit with me for hours at my coffee shop until closing. He lives on a boat here in the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, just a single man, all the women want to throw themselves at him and, you know, totally understand why. But he's kind of a loner.
I can understand why, too. Good God, that was an incredible piece.
Just wait till you hear some of his more grown folk pieces.
Man, that piece right there talking about JFK's death, he almost made that seem like it was a celebration. That was crazy. Wow.
I may play another piece for you verbal before the show is over just because I just kind of want you to get a taste. But this man used to help me set up my shows. I mean, he brought the keyboard stand. He had the fancy, you know, sensitive microphones. He, you know, we had speakers all over the shop. I mean, it was all due to Alvin setting that up. I mean, there was even a crazy guy flipped out at one of our shows, and Alvin was there. He protected me. He restrained the man for damn near 20 minutes. before the police came. And there's so much I can say about him. And Alvin, if you're listening by chance, I really, really miss you. So you need to come get your girl and take me on a friend date. But with that said, Verbal, I'm going to jump into another piece. This man was one of the original hosts for my shows when I first started them. And he is very well known around the Pacific Northwest. He does a lot of showcases down in Tacoma area, which is about 45 minutes, an hour south of Seattle. He goes by the name of Six Feet the Messenger. And this particular piece I'm going to play is called The Real War.
Protect our brothers and sisters from themselves and from those in the community that would rip them up. We have got to
listen. We're in a war. A struggle for equality. For opportunity. For humanity. Humanity. This is the real war. Warriors, stand up. It's the real war. Warriors, stand up. Hate me or fear me, but never doubt me. Open your mind's eyes and let your ears hear the truth about me.
Open your mind.
I came to challenge the lies and falsehoods presented. Expose the creators of these false gods represented. Take this mantle of desecrated faith and upend it. Suspend it on a stake with nothing but its cut off head as an example to those who would dare to defend it. Righteous battle burn bright in me. And your threats of murder, stun gun, and jail cells do not frighten
me. You don't scare me.
It only serves to enlighten me. Awaken the fight in me.
Warrior.
Call to the right in me. And God to expand my might in me. So this fight is real. A battle for the soul. A struggle for control of our destiny. Our lives. Our existence. We must pursue true freedom with absolute persistence. Total resistance to the urge to follow blindly like moths to a flame. Engulfed in the blaze before we realized we were just pawns in a game. A savage sport played by some sick sociopath. Finding glee in the idea of crushing any and all who are not like him. As if he was still that ancient Roman gladiator, he wishes to reach out and smite them, ignite them in fires of hatred and loathing, self-hatred and self-loathing, all coming together and exploding in a mushroom cloud of division.
We've got to take care of our present. We've got to take care of our future.
Now more than ever, they have us right when they want us. Right for the picking. They can take us out one by one at their leisure. It's called attrition. Know my mission. I am here to bring clarity to minds that have been confused. Psyches abused. Attributes misused. I am here to change the world.
The whole world.
Let the flag of this unified struggle unfurl. Break free of these chains. Release the nightmare of the whip. As it begins to uncurl, it's time. Time to seek true justice for all committed crimes. Acknowledge the changes, but realize we are still in troubled times. The need to rise is the reason that I write and recite these rhymes. We are not blind. This is the real war. The struggle for equality. For opportunity, for humanity. This is the real war. This is the real war.
That was 6 Deep the Messenger, a.k.a. Elijah Muid, with his piece, The Real War. So what did you think of that one, Verbal?
Oh, yeah. Now, that's what I call motivation on a Sunday morning afternoon. Yeah, yeah. I felt like getting something in my hand, jumping up and down, getting ready to throw some lyrics at somebody. Cool. Well, we're doing pretty good so far, Lady Flavor. The couple of pieces that you came on with, they're very strong and thought-provoking, to say the least.
Well, it's so funny because with 6 Deep, the Messenger, he's honestly known around, you know, the Pacific Northwest as a revolutionary poet. But it's so funny because, oh, maybe about a year into my show at the coffee house, he came out of nowhere with a piece called Tip of My Tongue. And you should have seen my mouth drop and all the other women's mouth drop and even some of the men when he came out with erotic piece, you know, when everybody knows him as a revolutionary poet, and it's like, it was good. It was really good. Now, I'm used to hearing Alvin do erotic pieces, you know, but I don't squirm in my seat like all the other women. I think it's because it feels like an incest thing or whatever, because he's like my big brother. But, yeah, when 6 Deep did that Tip of My Tongue, I was like, Lord have mercy, he did not do it. So, yeah, I'm so glad that last night they both sent me tracks, and I was just like, you know, listening to their voices and, you know, some of the pieces that they sent, I've actually seen them perform in person, and I'm blessed. I mean, I
yes,
talk about
the
you know, the people that send us tracks and stuff like that, but man, these are some people who actually supported my shows. These are two gentlemen that hosted my shows, you know, and, you know, I miss them. So to my Flavor Coffee House family, again, you know, I love you so much for all the support you gave me in the years I had Slava, and man, I'm here to support you and what you're doing, you know, the days after Slava Coffee House. So,
Lady Flava,
man, don't
hold
get
on.
Me flying again. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, just hold on for a minute. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Don't go nowhere.
Okay, I'm going to play a track then. Okay, I'm sorry about that. That kind of threw me off. But my dear partner in crime, L.A., is, you know, recovering from a hangover. He went out partying with his wife and friends last night, so can't get mad at him. I'm going to play a piece by another Pacific Northwest artist. Her name is Chocolate, and this piece is called Sun's Out. And it looks like maybe the sun's going to try to come out today in Seattle.
Woke up this morning and I thought I was gonna sleep in, but then I peeked out the window and the sun said hello. Thought I was gonna
That was Sun's Out for Me Today by Chocolate out of the Pacific Northwest. I'm going to jump out there to the East Coast and play a piece by my dear friend Lyrical Disciple. I know you love you some Chocolate Verbal. but I'm going to play a piece by Lyrical Disciple out of South Carolina. Oh, shoot, my board just refreshed on me, and of course
and
it bounced
she
away from.
Is a very good spoken word artist. I've been fortunate enough to see her perform a couple of times. She is very good.
She is, and besides being a spoken word artist, she's an amazing singer. And she's also an amazing writer. I had the honor of reading her manuscript, and it's just absolutely amazing. So I can't wait for her to actually have it published. But I'm going to play a piece of hers. Unfortunately, I didn't mark on here whether it's spoken word or whether it's her singing, but I'm going to play a piece called Make It to Heaven.
Cleopatra recaptures the Mark Antony in the form of me. Baby, each phrase is made to praise you because a goddess is what you were born to be.
Hope and pray each day that you and I will find a way to make it to heaven.
Loving you is right, then this, yo, this right here is wrong to me. Because the beauty of this great can't belong to me. And yet, baby, yet here you are. You're that perfect beat that I've been searching for. And me, I'm your 16 bars. And for every bar, there's 16 scars. For every time I made you cry. And for every tear, baby, for every tear, there's 16 years I spent in solitary waiting to die. You're the hustle to my flow, the G.I. Jane to my Joe. And like I said when I first met you, baby, all I want to know is, what's your name? And you looked at me, smiled, and said heaven.
Hope and pray each day that you and I will find a way.
That was Make It to Heaven by Lyrical Disciple out of South Carolina, and it kind of sounded a little bit like Eric Moore was on that track.
Yeah, it did, but I don't even know who was on that track. Her lyrics are very nice, and her vocals are extremely strong, and they flow so good. I mean, I just enjoy Lyrical Disciples, and as I said, sometimes she will sing in the middle of a piece, and, you know, it's something to see live. It really is.
I bet. I hope someday that I have the opportunity to experience that. You know, I think about the artists that I've come across in the years that I've been supporting independent artists, which, you know, I say that Flava News was established in 2007, but my coffee house was actually built in 2003, and that's where my involvement in the arts began, you know, in supporting local artists with selling their product to having open mics to, you know, hosting national events and, you know, becoming a book reviewer and, you know, just a variety of things. That's where it started for me. And one of the conversations I've been having with you, Verbal, and I've been trying to start online, so I think that I'm going to put it out there right now since we have a nice variety of indie artists out there in the chat room. I want to pose, you know, what is really considered good art and, or not, you know, and as, you know, like April Sims knows and others, you know, I've been putting it out there as in a matter of taste. As far as, you know, what you would consider good. There are times when I play tracks that L.A. doesn't necessarily like. And just the same as, you know, there are times when L.A. plays tracks that I don't necessarily like. So does that mean that those artists aren't good, you know, and that one of us is just, like, faking the funk? Or does that mean it's just a matter of taste, you know? So, you know, even you know, there's been some criticism as to, you know, outside people, not just between L.A. and I, but outside people, you know, saying that they either really, really love something or that, you know, they weren't feeling a track. So, you know, what is it when it comes to whether, you know, a product or a track is good? Is it a matter of taste? What do you think, Verbal?
Well, first of all, let me say that was Mr. Eric Moore, and it was confirmed by a person in the chat room. Thank you very much. And to answer your question, is the true ultimate test whether something is good or bad? And when it comes to art and the art form, is the test of time. And ultimately, that will be the ultimate test, the real test, because as you know, even in the music industry, you had those one-hit wonders, and anything that they tried to come back with, they couldn't measure up to that standard that when they first became very popular. Unfortunately, my belief is that you will always have people who will try to get into a form of art and are not really committed, and people will like what they do. But ultimately, once again, to be considered a master or create a masterpiece, it would be the test of time, ultimately, because 20 years, 30 years, 50 years down the road, and sometimes even a year later, a certain piece of art form will not hold that integrity, the excellence that it was first thought to be. And those are my sentiments on that. Now, I'm just one person. That's my opinion. I'm not an expert. I don't have a PhD in these sort of things, but I have listened to a lot of music. I've seen a lot of art in some incredible museums, and I like to think I do have a certain taste, but once again, it may be, you know, to that own person's taste, but the test of time will prove whatever it needs to prove.
I hear what you're saying. you know, sometimes things are just like a fad at the moment, and I guess you're right, you know, some of it is going to be like, you know, 5 years from now, or people still going to want to hear those tracks and reminisce or whatever. And so I pose the question to all of you in the chat room or listening live. Give us a call at 347-857-1189 if you'd like to chime in on this conversation and share your thoughts, because I really, really want to put it out there. When LA and I first started the show, I'm going to put something out there, which, you know, I don't know whether he'll appreciate or not, but we talked about doing a show that was called Flossom or Tossom. And it was, you know, kind of like, you know, letting the listeners, vote whether a track should stay in the rotations on the Mosaic show. And, you know, as I think about this, you know, I am curious. You know, first of all, what would that process look like? I know that there's a show that's being done out of the Philadelphia area on Blog Talk where people call in. They've got a certain amount of time to spit, whether it be singing, whether it be rap, whether it be spoken word or whatever. They got people all in the chat room that are voting whether that person, you know, should stay or be kicked out of the competition. They got people calling in, giving their opinion. And it's a great hype. It's great fun. And it's done very, very well and very, very tastefully. I was thinking about, you know, doing 15-minute shows, maybe even every day, playing three tracks, putting up a poll on the Flava News website, not putting the artist's name, maybe put 1, 2, 3, or maybe even putting the title of the tracks, and have you vote. You know, what is your favorite, and just get an opinion, and also put the link back up under the poll for the actual show that it was played on. So I'd be curious as to whether artists would be comfortable in having the listeners and potential consumers vote on their tracks, whether it's good or not. And I also would be curious as to whether people would actually come listen to those shows, whether they listen to it live or whether they listen in the archives and actually vote. Because the reality is, you know, the proof is in the pudding when it comes to people laying down their money. One of the conversations that I've had with you, Verbal, too, is, you know, word of mouth is a powerful tool. So in my opinion, one of the best ways to help support an indie artist is if you've purchased their product, if you've heard them perform, if you've read their book, and you've loved it, then you as the consumer should really honestly tell other people and help people, you know where they can find out more about that artist, hear some of their tracks, read an excerpt from their book. I also really, really encourage people that, you know, if you buy a book or CD or whatever and there's a place online that you can post a review, do that. And, because there's many ways, you know, that we can help support indie artists and help spread the word. But, you know, once a potential consumer sees that there are numbers of people following that artist and purchasing the product, they're more likely to step out there and do the same. So that's just my thoughts again. And I'm welcome to be challenged on that for others to chime in because, you know, April Sims and I, you know, we're both here. We're both trying to find our ways in supporting who you are and what you do. And I want to give a big shout out to April Sims. That's my sister from the East Coast. I honestly had the pleasure of having her come stay at my house for a few days while she was snowed in. And she's amazing. And she's doing amazing things. So I think that you need to really, really check her out over at her website at wearegreaterthanI.com. Join her social network and see who she's supporting and how they're going about it. Also, definitely bookmark her new 24-hour radio show, which is okay, April, put the initials in the chat room, you know, because you know I ain't got no sleep. And I can't think right quick, but it's, you know, the initials of We Are Greater Than I. So W-A, GTIRadio.com. So go check out April Sims' 24-hour radio show. I believe she's honestly doing the launch, the main launch for it on the 17th of this month, so just in a few days. So I'm sorry that I blew that, April. You can spank me later.
But not only
there
that.
There you go. See?
Not only
click
that.
Click the link.
Yes. Her show also provides a lot of marketing tools and a marketing strategy that is very helpful, especially if you're an independent author. I mean, she just doesn't, should we call it, sugarcoat stuff? And she gets out there. I was fortunate to catch her show one day last week, and I was very impressed with the amount of information that she disseminates. And I'm looking forward to the launch of her show as well. And then, if you don't mind, can I give them the number, the call-in number?
Of course.
It's 347-857-1189. And I know Lady Flavor would be more than happy to hear from everybody. And your feedback is greatly appreciated. You just don't know. And I would like to shout out, of course, to April Sims, guest 799, Mr. Broadcast, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. Now, that is somebody you need to check out. And, of course, RAC, and I'm your special co-host today. I'm Verbal Skills.
I'm so appreciative that you're here. Yes, Verbal Skills out of South Carolina. So, you know, since you brought up the fact that my dear, dear friend, Quiet Storm, the spoken word, is in the chat room, let me go to play one of his pieces. And just for those of you that don't know, he has performed on my stage here in Seattle, Washington, too, all the way from the Charlotte, North Carolina area. This is Quiet Storm, the spoken word, one of his kind of like signature pieces, Dear Lady.
I want to make love to your spirit, kissing you at the core of your consciousness. Let me caress you with the soft warmth of my soul. The madness of your life experiences cannot be truly expressed by mere written words or speech. I see the anguish of your life while looking into the pools of your being. Simply, let me be the one to love you for you the right way. I will be patient. I will be kind. If you wake me in the midnight hour just to cry and collapse in my arms, I will hold you with the absolute strength of my inner being until you receive my peace as you rest your head on my chest. Frustration and despair will never be an option. You see, you move me to speechlessness and nonstop chatter at the same time simply by gazing upon your presence. You have a warrior spirit, but you show love with the softness of a baby's touch. You no longer have to fight life's battles alone. I will be that friend you need, the rock of dependability that will never be moved. From this moment in time and until we breathe.
I'm so sorry. I accidentally clicked the stop button, Quiet Storm. I apologize for that. But, you know, I'll make it up to you and we'll play another track later on in the show. But that was Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with his piece, Dear Lady. Quiet Storm, put in the chat room your website and where people can find out more about you and your new book, Expressions of Thought. So there's just, you know, again, you know, I want to put it out there, you know, and I want to get input, you know, because, you know, I can be opinionated, you know, I can kind of be sitting in my ways and my thinking and all of that. And but I really, really want to explore with you the consumers, and I want to explore with you the indie artists, and with those that also support, you know, support the indie artists. You know, how can we best move this, you know, forward and get the recognition for all of you that deserve it, you know, and for all of you that are growing in this art and perfecting the game. So, again, I welcome you to call in at 347-857-1189. But in the meantime, I am going to play a piece by a very, very, very special man to me. He did the little piece that I play on my Flavor in the House. He created that track for me. So I am going to play My Women's Eyes by Chinlu Bomani.
She looked into my soul. There was no place for me to hide. When I looked into my woman's eyes,
I don't wanna lose it.
Robert G. out of California with his track, I Don't Want to Lose Your Love. Boy, I thought I was losing it. I couldn't hear nothing. I'm like, okay, is anything playing on the I couldn't get verbal. I couldn't, like, I didn't know what had just happened. So I'm glad that it was actually playing. And
you
I
might have had yourself on mute because everybody was hit. Everybody was grooving to that song by Robert G. Is he from the Northwest?
He is from California.
Wow.
So he's from the West Coast.
Well, that's
and
all right.
Like
that's
saying,
all right.
When I was saying earlier, I was first introduced to him off of Soul City Radio when I sat on a panel regarding indie artists for Dwayne, and we got connected there. But, you know, I've been playing his shows. I mean, excuse me, I've been playing his tracks on, you know, some of our shows, but I actually had the opportunity to hear him play over in London, and that was really an exciting show. I really, really enjoyed listening to it, so I'm going to try to connect with the DJs on that particular online show. It's not Blog Talk. It was a different site, but I really, really enjoyed, you know, hearing the different tracks along with Robert G. So, I am sorry that I'm just a little scattered today. I think is the lack of sleep is catching up with me. I'm so very, very tired, but I want to play another song.
You've been hanging out with L.A.
No, I didn't. I'm at work, and, you know, I was invited to go out last night with he and his wife to celebrate his birthday, but, you know, I was at work. All these things seem to come up when I'm here. I'm going to give a shout-out to Cool Out Network here in Seattle, Washington. They are getting ready to celebrate their 19th anniversary and supporting the hip-hop in the Pacific Northwest. I am so excited that I get to go to this particular event. I'm actually off this weekend. It's a very, very big deal here in Seattle. Giorgio Brown, who is Cool Out Network TV, he has been documenting the history of the hip-hop culture right here in Seattle, and he's won awards and stuff. He was asked to do a documentary, and we'll be showing that in the London Film Festival actually in about a week. So I am so very, very excited to be able to go to that particular anniversary showcase and be a special guest there. And so big
shout-out
to
London
Network. No, I'm not going to London. I'm going to the anniversary show they're here having in Seattle. Yeah, I wish I was that lucky to go with him over to London. But the documentary is going to be shown over at the London Film Festival.
Wow,
so
that's great.
It is exciting. I know that some of you might think, you know, I play a lot of Pacific Northwest artists, and I do. I'll admit it, I do. I'm from the Pacific Northwest. A lot of people just don't know about us here in Seattle, Washington, and they don't realize that we've got some amazing talents, you know, right here up in the corner of where we are. And so I always have to give a shout-out to, you know, my people up here and to show them support. And, you know, we've got people loving some of our sounds, you know, from all over the United States to, you know, all over the globe. I want to also give a shout-out to Slane over there in London. She's been coming in, checking out our show, listening to our archives. So I want to give, you know, much love and respect to Slane, you know, over in the UK. I'm going to play a track. This is a young group that actually I am going to be working with personally through Flava News and with my son, Michael Blake. I call them Soul Hop, but actually they are Mike Mack and Harlem, and this is their track called Voices.
Have you dreamed so big? Wake up and realize life is way harder than the Rubik's is. Sit back and watch the room just spin as the record of your life's come to a slow end. I swear people in my life dove in, calling every man brother like I'm Hulk Hogan. And record labels wasn't raised on the farm, so it seems like the doors is never open. I swear every flow I spit is potent. I bet the ace know I wasn't joking. They said that to me, rappers like you are too stupid to get.
Breaking the mic, yo, I feel it, it's nice though. To unleash the memory inside of my micro. Trying to stay in check like I'm lacing my night, yo. Lyrically, I'm a psycho, but keeping the tight flow. Rock beats as long as T. Jones to the maestro. Feeling the hype though, cause sound is like the draft. See, I'm nice, but it ain't a guarantee that I might go. Maybe I might not, maybe I might flop and get labeled as another kid, no high top. Feeling like Michael Jordan in this spot. Stomach and big knot, feel your eyes is not. Cause all it really ever even takes is that big shot. But what if it got blocked? I'm sitting in the OT and I got cold feet. But that's just what if you know this. I'm so focused, man. I gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observant. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voices.
I gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observant. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voices. I'm destined to be the greatest, yeah. And all these rappers thinking they really the prize, but they're actually the fakest, yeah. Record labels say the vibe, but actually a faded. So in all actuality, A&R's is the haters. I'm on the rampage, yeah. Flow's darker than Raiders. Never part from the game, but there's a will, there's a fader. Hip-hop needs me, yeah. I can never leave my savior. To the game of my cartridges, all to the Sega.
Hot like a sauna, they bomb like Osama. Time for a change, hip-hop, Osama. Wait, let me decide if I want to revive any more bars like you were music. Celibate, you need to fuck with these guys. Lyrically perfect and verbally insane. I've been fucking beast too long. I
gotta be the best. Gotta have a
That was Mike Mack in Harlem with their track called The Voices. There are two young men, not even 21. Well, no, actually, I take that back. Harlem just turned 21 right here out of the Pacific Northwest. So Flava News is going to be working with this particular group. And honestly, we met with an indie artist record label, and they were really, really excited about these two young men. So watch out for them, Mike Mack and Harlem out of Seattle, Washington. I also just want to throw it out there to you, for those of you that are listening to the show live or come back to the archives, I am throwing a showcase here in Seattle on July 10th for my 50th birthday. So it's going to be all indie artists. It's going to be open for all genres. Originally, I was just going to do it hip-hop style, but I got way too many people that I love and appreciate that I need to open up the doors for. So this goes out to everybody in the Pacific Northwest, but this goes out to anybody that's willing and able to come out to Seattle. If we get a number of you that want to come out and travel to Seattle, Washington, I will work on setting up, you know, a hotel package. To make it a little bit more affordable. But July 10th here in Seattle, Washington, Lady Flava is throwing a showcase for my 50th birthday. And for that showcase, it's going to be a Flava News Indie Artist Grant Foundation fundraiser. So all proceeds of that event are going to go towards providing indie artists with grants to help them complete a particular project. I'm hoping to buy... by July to have raised $1,000. Of course, if we can raise more than that, that's even better. That means more artists I can help. But I'm hoping to be able to raise at least $1,000 by July to then turn around and give at least two $500 grants out come this fall. So far, I'll be honest, we've raised about $250 so far. So I want to give a shout out to everybody who's given donations to Flava News for the Indie Artist Grant Foundation. This is grassroots. You know, one of the things that I think about all the time is how can I better support you, the indie artist? And I know that a lot of times it comes down to finances and finances, the lack of finances and being able to, to complete a project that's really, really deserving to get out there, whether it mean pressing some CDs, whether it mean getting the graphics complete for a book cover or working towards, you know, getting a book published or whatever, you know, your project may need, you know, really, really think about that. And we'll be making the applications available around June of this year. But again, I'm hoping to raise $1,000 by my birthday event, which is going to be July 10th.
Yes, indeed.
So
and
it
I'm
looks
still...
like... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, yeah. Verbal.
Oh, yes, indeed. And, you know, I'm still trying to get out there, trying to buy some timberland so I can start walking in about maybe a couple of weeks. But getting back to what you were saying, the donations that you are asking, a dollar a week is really not too much. And last week on your show, I said I would donate a copy of my book, My Clouds Have Wings, which is available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon, a $15.95 book, and I will donate it to the person who donates the most, to Lady Flava Magazine. I just want to let everybody know I'm not, you know, playing and trying to assist you, Lady Flava. And once again, you know, to the highest donor that you received this month, I will send them a free copy. That's right. I'm even going to pay for the shipping and handling.
Well, I appreciate that, Verbal. And also I want to put it out there that Jaws Creation has also offered to give a copy of her book to the second highest donator for this month. And for the first highest donator, she is offering a free space on her newsletter that will be going out in April. For any indie artist that gives the largest donation to put a spread to promote themselves and what they're doing on her newsletter that goes out by mass email. I want to bring in a caller. There's a caller from the 513. You're on the air with Lady Flava and Verbal Skills.
Hi, Skills. Hi, Verbal. flavor. It's Honey.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello, hey, honey. How are you?
I am fantastic.
So did you
maybe
have something that you wanted to share? Oh, I'm so sorry, honey.
That's okay, sweetie. I'm just a little sore from getting drugged here. A couple of people drugged me here to perform. I didn't even know you were having a show today. I've been everywhere.
Oh. Well, I'm glad. It's a nice surprise to see you in the chat room and especially to have you call in. So did you have something you wanted to share or you know, share some thoughts about what Verbal and I are talking about? Or
well, first of all, to address what you all are talking about, as I was telling April in the chat room, I believe that all artists should support each other and barter. For those that don't know, I have a network, and it's not a poet network. It's a network that is exactly what it says. It's hanging out for artists. It's where all types of artists can come and hang out and grow together. I've actually allowed graphic artists that were just learning to experiment with making graphics for Hangout. I've had people that were just learning how to design websites, to design a background for Hangout. I've had a young lady that is an awesome poetess and spoken word artist to write a piece for Hangout. And then another spoken word artist come along and actually put the voice into it and produce it. So Hangout is for all types of artists. And April, I think in your show is the first show I've been to that really grasped the hold of that concept of if we artists of all genres could just come together and support and work together with each other, I believe all of us could go so much further down the road together. And that being said, if you will let me know up until your event, each person each month that comes in first place, second place, and third place with their donations, I'll even promote them on Hangout.
Oh, that's wonderful. See? I mean, look at the people that are stepping up, you know, how we're building this great, you know, network and connecting the dots. Thank you so much, honey. And I appreciate you calling into the show because I've learned something new about you. I did not know that you had this network, and that just warms my heart to realize that there are more people out there that are trying to find these creative ways and to build these networks. Because you're right, honey. If I'm not an artist, so I can't say we. I'm just that cheerleader for the artist. But if we could come together,
I'm gonna make you read that poem again. Flavor.
I don't have that poem in front of me. I'm saved this time, but you know, I am the artist cheerleader, and I support
Flavor,
what you guys do,
sweetie. The cheerleaders are just as important as the artists, because without the cheerleaders, who would be there to listen to our work or to look at our work or to read our work or to appreciate our work? To me, it all goes hand in hand. We need the cheerleaders.
Exactly.
We even need the critics.
No, right. No, and I appreciate you saying that because that's so, so right. I mean, there's different roles to play in this game in supporting the indie artist. I mean, it's just like I'm a book reviewer. That's kind of like how I started when I came into the game over 5 years ago in supporting indie artists. I supported, you know, self-published authors. And so, you know, that's one of the things is in the beginning I tried to be very nice, you know, and it got around, you know, the literary community, like send your book to Lady Flava because she'll give you a good review. You know, but the reality is when you send your book out, I would hope that you send your book out because you want an honest review. You want honest feedback on the product. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of self-published authors don't put out a polished product. They just don't. Whether it be the lack of funds and paying an actual editor to edit their books or whatever, or have the ability to go with a quality tool in actually publishing and printing the book. I mean, Verbal can tell you, you know, some stories in regards to that, but you know, we all play different roles, you know, in regards to, you know, helping this movement move forward. I mean, I think as indie artists, I would like you guys to be open enough to, if you are a product that's for sale, if you have a product that is for sale, I would hope that you would be able to receive some constructive criticism so that you can better your craft. Even like the other day, Verbal and I were having this conversation when it comes to like some of the tracks, and even some of the tracks that I've played on the show. You know, sometimes the background music is too loud, and you can't actually hear the poet or the spoken word artist clearly over the background tracks. And so those are things to take into consideration and stuff. But, you know, I love the idea of also helping artists build their craft. You know, there's plenty of people that came to Flava Coffee House and got on the stage and were kind of just new at it. And then they said, you know what, maybe I'm kind of good. Maybe I could do something. And now they're creating chapbooks and they're creating CDs, you know, that are being sold around town and stuff. And so you just never know, you know, how this may build and may grow. So also I saw April Sims had put something in the chat room, you know, and I'm blind and everything, but she had put in the chat room that also the winner of the highest donations for the month can get a 60-second promo on her show. So just watch out. I mean, look at the people just in this day and in this time stepping up and, you know, wanting to connect and help, you know, help you as an indie artist. Before I go any further, I want to give, you know, the shout-outs in the chat room, of course, to my East Coast sister, April Sims. I love and appreciate you, girl, more and more than you know. And I'm ready for you to come back, you know, for my open mic at Lady Flava's house so I can cook you some pot roast. I want to give a shout-out to author M. Alford. I believe this is Michelle Alford. Honey, I thank you so much for calling in. And Hurricane Harper, I've got to say this has got to be Christine Harper from Cool Out Network. I'm so excited that she's in the chat room representing, you know, Cool Out Network. As I told you earlier, they're doing amazing things here in Seattle, Washington, supporting hip-hop, documenting hip-hop, and they're celebrating their 19th anniversary on April 3rd or 4th. I'm drawing a blank, Christine, I'm sorry. I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Broadcast. He's a poet, and I'm not sure if you have any MP3 tracks, Mr. Poet, Mr. Broadcast, but, you know, I'd love for you to send them in so I can get you some airplay. Quiet Storm, you are my dear, dear friend, and I love you, and thank you so very, very much, and hope one day you'll be able to come back out to Seattle, Washington, and perform at a showcase for me. Rage, I'm so excited to see you in the room, Mama. I really, really appreciate you you coming out. I haven't been around Blog Talk, you know, very, very much lately like I used to, and I used to see you around, so I appreciate you coming out to my show. And Bad Boy number 2, all the way from Germany, I am so excited to see that you are here in my chat room. I appreciate you coming by. I believe you've got a show later on tonight, and you are going to be up late and all, but I appreciate everybody that's in the chat room. This is so exciting for me. I want to thank everybody who's listening live and for all of you that come back and listen to the archives. So with that said, man, I'm appreciating this conversation. I'm appreciating what's going on here. This is just, this is worth me being tired and coming and doing this show. Look at look at this greatness, man. Y'all make me, you make me happy. I just like, I'm sitting here tired. My eyes are like sagging and everything with a big smile on my face. So, honey,
like
and Verbal Skills and everybody in the chat room. Yeah, well.
Like me in L.A. try to tell you over and over again, it's going to pay off. Is Honey still on the line?
Yes,
she
I
is.
Am.
Oh, are you going to do a piece for us today?
Yes, I am. I actually have people that told me they were calling in to just listen on the phone if I would spit a piece. So,
well,
so y'all better call in. Okay, so, yes, Miss Honey's going to spit a piece.
Actually, Flava, this is a piece I'm going to dedicate to you because I feel this is actually what's happening with you right now after listening to your talk. It's called A Flower is Blooming. There was this flower that was laying flat. On the ground, it seemed to be smashed. The leaves were broken, stem was damaged. It was dried up, lack of water and nutrients, until one day someone came along, dug the poor flower up and transplanted it into a lovely garden where the owner had an awesome love for the flowers in her garden. See, this garden had other flowers of all kinds, sizes, and shapes. See, all of these flowers had been transplanted into the garden. At first, the flower felt it didn't belong. But the other flowers started whispering, saying little encouraging words. Little by little, the flower started to grow. Looking around at all the awesome flowers around it, daily it was fed and watered. And then another flower joined the garden, being transplanted there itself. It looked upon the flower and decided to drop some miracle grow on it. At the same time, the others continued to whisper and cheer it on till one day the little flower looked around and noticed the others didn't seem to be so big anymore. It noticed the others helped it to breathe better. It could feel the sun. To see that because of all the love, support, and encouragement the other flowers showed, it had grown into one of the most beautiful flowers in the garden. As the flower looked around, smiling at the one that had dropped the miracle grow, and all it saw that it had finally found a home, for now she was blooming. No longer was she dried out and broken. It had matured and grown. For now, it had the highest honor a flower could have. It was blooming.
Wow. Honey.
Oh, my.
Honey.
Yes.
Honey. Keep doing your thing, girl. You always amaze me. And one thing that I like about your work, you can break things down so simplistic and make it so very eloquent. That is a very rare talent that, you know, very few people have. Keep doing your thing, girl, and I'm glad you're my friend. That's right. She's my friend on Facebook.
I'm honored that you did that piece. I'm honored that you dedicated that piece to me. It just, girl, you just don't know. I'm sitting over here just like my emotions are riding high, so I'm going to try very, very hard not to cry. I've been doing this for a long time, honey, supporting artists. It is something that is in my soul. It is something that I live and I breathe. My kids, you should hear my kids talk about it. I think they're actually okay with Lady Flava being their mama, you know, but it's something that's just in me. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest, I've dealt with some shit with artists. I've dealt with some ugliness, you know, with people out there in the art community, you know, and, you know, it takes me down for a minute, but I come right back. And it's funny that you use, you know, the flower as a metaphor. Over 20 years of my life, I did flowers here in Seattle, Washington. And,
wow.
You know, that's how I actually got involved in, you know, being around artists, is being a floral designer and running departments, teaching others, you know, to supply a beautiful, beautiful, you know, arrangements to people across the Seattle area. So, I mean, that piece means more to me than you even know, and I'm going to be coming back and listening to the archives just to hear that piece. Thank you so much, honey.
You're welcome.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Flavor.
With that said, before I start crying, I'm gonna.
We told you, Flavor. We told you.
I know, I know, but you know.
Me in L.A.
I know, but you know.
Keep you pumped up.
I know.
People are going to come around. They can't ignore goodness and sincerity. It's something that we are our basic human instincts attract to. And you saw me. Look at me. You heard me on a Blog Talk Radio interview one night long ago.
Right.
And you and I have become friends. And I've stuck beside you because I believe in what you're trying to do. And that's no joke.
I appreciate that.
And everybody else
that.
Will love you once they get to know you. So we're going to hang in there with you.
Well, and I appreciate that. And I do see this starting to pay off. You know, I do. I mean, one of the things I think as an indie artist and even somebody who supports an indie artist, we do just have to be patient because if you put in the due diligence, you're determined, you tweak and perfect what it is that you're doing, people are going to pay attention, you know, eventually. And I think that one of the things that I've always tried to do is to be consistent, you know, and you know, in who I am. I want to believe that when you meet me in person, on the phone, online, that I'm the same person, you know. And, you know, I have my ups and downs. I am not perfect. I get attitudes and this and that and pissed off, you know, and all of that, you know. But I'm here with you, and I'm so excited to be able to join hands with people from all across the United States to all around the globe, you know, to build this movement. So, again, I thank everybody in the chat room that came out today. With that said, I haven't played any hip-hop today. I've got to play this song. This is my dear, dear friend, LaRue, out of Seattle, Washington. Play the News is working, you know, very, very closely with LaRue and Yidam Sek. And to be honest, Christine, shout out, Play the News is getting ready to throw a hip-hop showcase. So more information to come, but that is coming up very, very soon. So with that said, I'm going to play Rise Up by my dear friend LaRue.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. A small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history. This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause destruction. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball a fist and swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see. Stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. For now you kept my eyes shut, but from here on out, all my people rise up. Rise up. When they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up. When they look at me and only see color. Rise up. For the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up. All the caskets that I sold to late. Rise up. This time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. Black people, white people, Native American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall. Rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras. Cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough. Put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that? Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up, this time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up.
people rise up.
In each of us are places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them. It only takes one person to change your life. That's you. The important thing is this. To be willing at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can become.
Rise up when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up when they look at me and only see color. Rise up for the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up. All my people rise up when they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up all the caskets that our soldiers break. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up. All my people rise up.
Alabama,
rise up.
Louisiana,
rise up.
That was Rise Up by Jawan LaRue out of the Pacific Northwest right here in Seattle, Washington. And I've cooked for him, too, so he's tasted my cooking. I want to thank everybody that has come out and hung out in the chat room. You guys have warmed my heart more than you know. I want to thank everybody who's listened live to the show and to those that come back and listen to the archives. I want to thank Honey so much for calling in and sharing her thoughts along with that amazing, amazing piece that brought tears to my eyes. And Verbal Skills, I love you, my dear friend. I am so glad that I met you, you know, on Soul City Radio, and that we've connected and continued to grow in our friendship. So, unfortunately, the show is over. Honestly, I think that maybe around 3 o'clock my time, I'm going to come back and do a Flavor in the House show. You know how I like to do it Sunday afternoons. But again, tune in to our show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Bookmark FlavaNews.com, and I love you all. Thank you so much for your support. You can say goodbye, Verbal.